terms of what life's going to be for you now that you're pointing toward the full squad practices and meetings and all that, I mean, is it 24/7 football kind of from where are you going to live? How are you going to spend your days in the coming weeks, do you suppose?
Well, I'm in a little different schedule because I haven't finished school yet. So I'm focusing on trying to get in this work, get the most out of this weekend, and, you know, get into my playbook, but at the same time, graduate, be on track to graduate in June and come back and get right back on pace with these guys.
Need 3 weeks out there still, or what do you need?
I need two classes, and basically I'll be done in June, so about four weeks.
Yeah. How do you plan to stay in touch with football during the time you're trying to also finish your degree?
You know, it's going to be a lot of accountability. You know, I'm going to have to make sure I'm communicating with the coaches, make sure I'm getting in the playbook, and make sure that I'm keeping my cardio up at the same time.
What's the date for graduation, you know?
June 14th. Yes, sir.
I noticed, you know, some guys, when they get done with their one-on-one pass rush drill, they kind of walk back. You're sprinting back every time. Why is that important for you to do that, and where did you learn to practice like that?
It's kind of been our mentality at Washington. We got to attack just violently, and so that doesn't just mean with, you know, your pass rush move, it means with your pursuit. And so I was always taught to just pursue down the field. After you make a play, practice the right habits. And so you never know what happened if I miss a tackle and, you know, it's a screen and it's a part where I have to just redirect and make the play down the field.
Hey, when we met you the other day, you're talking about bringing energy and setting an example. Is that part of that?
Yeah, you know, it goes with you know, just setting an example. You know, we have a lot of great leaders on the team right now at this camp, and you know, you don't want to add too much to the vocal, and so just leading by example works fine, and you know, that's what I'm planning on doing.
Do you think your energy is contagious because you are an outgoing type of guy and you get out there on the field? Do you think it's contagious when you start?
Well, yeah, I mean, I try to be, and I try to make sure that you know, nobody feels disrespected. And so, you know, I try to do it the right way, stay positive, and just go on with my day and just work. You
You've
know?
Been in the building where you're kind of chomping at the bit to finally get the gear on a little bit and get out there with the other rookies.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long 2 days, really. I mean, I flew in Wednesday, got here Thursday morning, and just this whole time waiting to get out here, and now it's finally over. It went by fast.
What are you thinking when you put in this stuff on for the first time and running out here?
My plays. I'm trying to remember my play call, remember the visual keys, and remember to communicate out there.
So you can't even think this is a dream come true. You got to focus on the
plays. Yeah, I mean it. You don't have time to just dwell on that past where I got drafted. You don't have time to soak everything up anymore. It's going right now.
You flew in on a red eye?
Yeah, that red eye.
Coach?
Yeah, coach, yeah. Me and Xavier, yeah.
It's not comfortable for me. What's it like flying red eye for you?
No, I just fall asleep, man. I let the other people have that problem.
Yeah. Were you sitting next to him?
No, he was sitting behind me.